Now, what would you do if God told you to literally beat the hell out of someone? Find out what my guest did next. Rob, you weren't planning on being a prophet. At age 22, a prophetic word came to you, which literally changed your life.
Man, Sid, I was not looking for God. I could honestly say that God was looking for me. And I was minding my own business. I was attending a very liberal art school called the San Francisco Academy of Arts. I was taking a class called Oral Communications. To be a photographer, you don't have to have a vast vocabulary. And I'll never forget going to this class and thinking, this is not me. The teacher, the professor would make us go up and stand and give oral presentation week after week. This class was 3 hours long. It was a torture to me. And I remember he calls me up to the front of the class and he says, go ahead and give your presentation. Right then, right there, I stumble, I fumble all over my words, and he looks at me and he goes, F, go sit down. And I'm kind of dejected, and I go and I sit down, and then the word of the Lord comes out of this man's mouth. He looked at me and saw something in me that I never saw. He, by the Spirit of God, though he was not Spirit-filled, the Spirit of prophecy came on this man. He was a Balaam prophet that gave me the word of the Lord that started the transition of my life. He walks up to me and says these words, you, Mr. Robert Sanchez, are by far the most gifted orator in this class.
How could he say that?
I have no idea, because all I could think of is I'm fumbling and bumbling over my words. I'm thinking, I can't stand this class. But he doesn't stop there. He takes it one step further and he says, matter of fact, at 10 years of your photography career, you're gonna come to a crossroad. You're gonna lay down your camera equipment and you're never going to pick it up again. Well, as he says this, I'm calculating. I'm about 7, 8 years deep. He's talking about the next 2 to 3 years of my life. I'm my sophomore year in the Academy of Arts. He's telling me, by this word, I'm not gonna graduate. God's changing my plans. And so I'm thinking, you're crazy. But now he does something even crazier. He invades my space a little bit more, and he says, matter of fact, and he takes his finger and he puts it down the barrel of my face, like, I want to emphasize this point. He said these words. He says, matter of fact, you are some type of oracle. Had no idea that the word oracle meant prophet. He says, you're some type of evangelist. The nations of the world are going to seek you out because you'll convey a message deep from within your heart. He doesn't say, thus saith the Lord. He doesn't say anything else. And I remember just being dumbfounded.
It's 2 weeks later, your sister takes you to church. What happened?
Oh my goodness, my sister Ernestine, she says these words, Precious, will you do me a favor? But then she asked me the unthinkable. She said, Rob, will you go to church with me? When she said that, I was like, oh. I already said yes. And in my mind, I was a CEO, Christmas, Easter only. I didn't need to go to church very often because I was a good guy. I didn't know I needed salvation. But in that very moment when she invited me to church, I agreed. I show up Sunday morning. She walks me in. We sit down in these nice, cushy little seats, and she says these words. She says, Precious, I'll be right back. She put me in a seat, goes to the back, and begins to pray that God would encounter me, that God would touch me, that God would transform me. I started to feel a shake in my body. I felt an overwhelming presence, and I got a little afraid. And I think I said to myself something like this, I need to get the H-E-L-L out of here. I didn't realize God was getting rid of it in me. And so as I went to sit up, the presence of God overwhelmed me, and like a seatbelt came on me, and I bent over, and immediately I began to weep. I began to cry uncontrollably. I cried out, and I said these words, Lord, if you're real, save me. Right there, no one laid hands, no one ministered salvation to me. God himself came and delivered me. From that day forward, Sid, no one had to invite me to church. I just got up every Wednesday, every Sunday with the thought, I'm going to the house of God, and my life was radically changed.
What happened to that wonderful photography career?
Oh, oh my God, that's all I could say is, when I least expected it, I got invited to a service in Southern California. I lived in Northern California, and I knew in my knower, something inside of me was saying, you need to get to the service. And there's a pastor that's speaking a message called, Lay Down Your Isaac. And he began to announce to the church, today we're all gonna sacrifice greatly, we're gonna lay down our Isaac. And he said, we're gonna do something completely different in today's service. And he says, we're going to take the gifts that you laid down, and we're going to ask Bible trivia questions, and we're going to give it to the one who's able to answer the question, and we're going to believe that this was God's doing. And I was excited. I had a few dollars in my pocket, and I was like, yes, Lord, I'll give it all. And the Lord spoke to me, and he says, Rob, do you love me? And I said, Lord, with all my heart, what do you want? I'm thinking $25, $50. You know, at that time, I'm young. I didn't have very much money. And he said, I want your camera. And he said, will you give me your camera? And in that moment, the basket is going by, and I could feel the heart, that tug. I don't know if you've ever had that tug, that inner fight with the Holy Spirit. I had that inner fight going on, and I just said, yes, Lord, I love you. And I took my pen, and I began to write on the offering envelope, and I threw it in. And then the Lord spoke to me a second time, right then and there on the spot, as the offering plate is going away. He says, do you love me? I said, Lord, I just gave you my prized possession. He says, do you love me? I said, all within me, Lord, everything in my heart. He says, today will you sacrifice and give all your camera equipment away? And without hesitation, I said, yes.
But that's with no camera, you have no career.
That's exactly what God was after. He was after my desire so I could become his desire. He was after who I was so he could make me who he destined me to be. And so that day, I gave away all my photography equipment. And this is what happened. I began to reason within myself, and I said, surely, Lord, this is just a test. So you're going to allow me to answer the Bible trivia question when the pastor asks it out. I'm going to get it back. So I was so excited because I was, what I felt was versed in the scriptures. I felt like I had a good knowledge of things. And so I had my hand kind of partway up. And so when he got to my camera, he said, somebody's giving away a camera. This is amazing. And all of his photography gear. He said, this is an amazing seed. This is a seed of great sacrifice. And then he said, and the camera is here. He says, we can't just ask a simple question. We got to ask a difficult one. And so he thumbs through and he comes up with the question. Sid, I still remember the question to this day because I know the answer now, but I didn't then. And this is the question he asked. Who are the only two men in the Bible to have their wives given away to another man? And I'm thinking, I'm going to know this. And when he said that, my heart melted. My hands fell down. And there's one lady in the whole church. She's jumping up and down. I know, I know. And I'm like, no. And she's like, I know, I know. And in that moment, he scans to her and he calls her and he says, who is it? And she cries out the answer. It's Samson and David. He says, you are correct.
It wasn't you that knew the answer. It was her.
It was her.
She got the camera.
And the pastor calls me out. He says, who's the young man that's giving away this camera? Where are you? And I raise my hand with tears in my eyes. And he brings me over to the woman who has tears in her eyes. She's crying because she's elated with joy. I'm crying because my passion is being given away. And in that very moment, he asks her a simplistic question. He says, why are you crying? And she began to declare these words, God is so good. God is so good. And he goes, why is he so good? She says, you must understand, I'm an English teacher and I'm getting ready to go on a missions trip. I'm going to spend my summer in Mongolia. And I have been going to the photography department in the high school that I work at lunch every single day. Anytime I pass this department of photography, I lay my hands on the sign or on the door, and I declare that God is going to give me the very best camera equipment so I could use it for photojournalism and share it with my people that have helped me and sponsored me.
So you are being blessed. You didn't know it at the time. And she is being blessed. But that was a step, by the way, of radical obedience. But this next step, tell me about the pulpit story.
Oh, my goodness. I'll never forget this. I was young, and I kept declaring to God, I want to be used mightily. I want to be used mightily. I want to be used. I'll be faithful. I'll be obedient. until God puts you in a circumstance that makes you uncomfortable, sometimes your level of obedience changes. And I'll never forget, I'm in the state of Washington ministering at this Samoan church. Well, and I'll never forget, the Lord said these words. I was preaching and He said, prophesy that the pulpit is teetering and is falling. And He said, throw it down right now. And I said, Lord, I can't do that. People will look at me like I'm crazy. And I remember, Sid, hearing the Holy Spirit challenge me to do it. And I simply said, I'm afraid and I can't. And so I remember going into my room, weeping and crying and praying, saying, God, give me another chance. He said, Rob, you can't fear men. You got to fear me. And so the next day where I'm ministering and the power of God falls and I grab hold of that pulpit and the Lord says, prophesy. And I grab this pulpit and I begin to violently shake it. The pulpit is teetering. The pulpit is teetering. The pulpit is teetering. And it now lies flat as a dead man. When I threw down the pulpit, it's plexiglass, the head of the pulpit pops off. And at that very moment, you think I'm done. I now reach and I grab a pitcher of water and I begin to splash it all over the altar and all over the pulpit. And I begin to prophesy. And I said, the Spirit of the Lord is bringing a refreshing. This altar, the river of God is going to flow. I'm bringing healing to this land. There will be a rising of a new man. And I'm bringing forth change into this house. I pour this water all over. I splash people in the front row. The whole pulpit is soaked, and so is the altar. And at the end of the service, of course, they had a little meeting, and I was invited. And so the pastor said these words. He said, how do I know this is God? Just then, one of his older elders came to him and said, Pastor, can I have a word with you? And he says, yes, and he invites him in. And this elder says, man of God, when you threw down the pulpit, he said, I was going to go run and tackle you and tell you this is not God and drag you out. He said, but God opened my eyes. He said, I saw chains falling off our church. He said, I saw spirits and strongholds that have held us stuck in bondage being broken. I saw unclean things leaving, and I saw the presence of God shine when you splashed the water. And he says, this, Pastor, is a word of God. I saw it. And right then, right there, they received the word. We prayed. Not only did the power and the spirit of revival break out, the meetings get extended, and that chains and bondages were removed, and the power of God was being demonstrated.
You know, when I have Rob come back, I am going to turn him loose to prophesy over you. And I believe chains just that came off that church, they're going to come off of you. And sickness and hurts and whatever's going on in your life, I'm going to ask this guy to read your mail. Be right back.
To It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Robert Sanchez's revelatory book, Discovering and Releasing Your Prophetic Voice, and his powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, Personal Trainer for Prophecy. This package is exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9747.
Prophecy from heaven takes place right here in the earth every single day. Through God's children. He wants to speak through you. Learn to release your prophetic voice.
Drawing from over 20 years of ministry experience and prophetic encounters with God, Rob Sanchez, through this book, will demystify the spiritual gift of prophecy, equip you with practical instruction to boldly use prophecy in your everyday interactions, help you overcome fear of delivering prophetic words, teach you how to acquire a prophetic flow by easily hearing God's voice in every situation, help you avoid common pitfalls in prophetic ministry.
I wrote this book because I believe that all can prophesy. The Word of God says, worship God. The testimony of Christ Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
You will also receive Robert Sanchez's powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, Personal Trainer for Prophecy. With Rob's training method, you will not have to feel intimidated by this spiritual gift or have a fear of being wrong. Instead, you will learn the keys to receiving a sure word from God. Through this series, Rob will take you through three specific sessions. Session number one reveals how to tap into hearing God's voice. Session number two will give you practical tools for operating in the prophetic. Session number three will help you ignite the prophetic gift. Rob Sanchez includes powerful and anointed prayers throughout his teaching to impart to you the spirit of prophecy. He prays for prophecy to rise up in you and flow out from you. Don't miss out on getting Robert Sanchez's revelatory book, Discovering and Releasing Your Prophetic Voice, and his powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, Personal Trainer for Prophecy. This package is exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9747. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9747 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Rob, you are pushing radical obedience beyond this world. Tell me that story.
Oh, my goodness. I will never forget, I was in Zion, Illinois.
I may never forget that one.
I was in Zion, Illinois, and I was part of a prophetic conference. It's a Sunday morning. Service ends, everybody's on their way out. I was lingering around saying hi to a few people. Mm-hmm. In this moment, a gentleman from about 20 to 30 yards away, he waves his hand at me and he goes, "Bye, Prophet Rob." And I go, "Bye." And he goes, "We'll see you later." And suddenly, I was like a bull seeing red. I literally looked at him and began to shout these words, "Never again! You hear me? Never again!" And in that moment, I did the unthinkable. I ran at him like a bull charging a flag, and I pulled out my fist.
Did you think what you were doing, or you just did?
I just did. It was a response. It was a supernatural moment. It was spontaneous. I've never been in a fight, never been in an altercation in my life. I have to get saved and become radically obedient to do the unthinkable. I ran at this man, and with my hand pulled back, I hit him in the chest. You think once is enough? Two, three, four times at least. The power of God hits this man. He's kind of doing one of these flurlings, and he falls forward. You think I'm done? Something comes over me, and I dive onto this man.
You've been watching too many Westerns.
I don't know what happened. I dive on this man, and I begin to squeeze him with the Father's love, and immediately I begin to prophesy. I begin to speak a word right into his heart, face to face. I'm wrestling with him, and I begin to say these words, "Never again, never again, never again will you pick up things that are unclean. Never again will you have dreams of the pain that you suffered as a child. Never again will you put something into your arm that is destroying your body. For the Spirit of the Lord says, I've come to set you free." I come out of this prophetic atmosphere. I stand up. There's people watching, and the first thought I had is, "Oh my God, I'm going to jail." And the Holy Spirit said, "No." And then he said these, I said, "Lord, I need a word. Why would you have me do such a thing?" And he said these words, "Rob, radically this man's life was taken away from him." He said, "Radically today, I gave it back to him." And that very moment, I asked for the elders and the leaders that were there, "Can I please go talk to your pastor?" So we go downstairs and I look at the pastor and I say, "Can I talk to you?" He goes, "Are you okay?" My shirt was a mess. My tie was all wrinkled up. I'm hot and my knuckles are bleeding. And I literally say, "Well, I would like to say," he says, "just say it." And I said, "Well, I got in a fight with one of your congregational members." And he goes, "Who was he?" I said, "I don't know. I didn't catch his name." And he goes, "Tell me what he looks like." And I said, "Well, he's about 5'9". I said, "He's, you know, 300-ish type pounds." And the pastor goes, "Good. I know exactly who that is." And I said, "Well, praise the Lord. Why good?" And he responds, he says, "Rob, God used you to give that man what he needed." He said, "But I couldn't give him that. He said, God has called me to be the shepherd, the pastor, and I got to love him. But God loves him so much, he gave him what he needed. And he began to tell me the rest of the story. That man that I'm speaking about today still attends that church. He's become an elder in that ministry, and he wears what took place that day on that altar as a badge of honor because he knows that God mightily set him free.
You know, not everyone is called to be a prophet. It's called the fivefold ministry, like Rob. But the Bible says all can prophesy. And you say it's simple to prophesy. If you're an all and a believer, it's simple, you say. Give me a few tips.
Well, my favorite scripture is Revelation 19:10. Worship God. The testimony of Christ Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And as I begin to research and look and ask God for wisdom to teach this, he said, teach people how to give a testimony. Teach people that when they testify on behalf of my name, the spirit of prophecy is released. He said, teach them to give a word of encouragement by the scriptures. He said, Rob, it's so easy. He says, ask people that said they've never prophesied if they ever wrote in a card a scripture and gave it to a friend or a family member. And so I began to ask people, have you ever prophesied? They say, no. And I say, have you ever written a scripture on a card and given it to a loved one? Have you ever been asked?
Texted a scripture.
Texted, yeah. I even asked, have you ever been asked to pray for someone and suddenly in prayer a scripture comes out? And they said, yes. I said, that's the spirit of prophecy. I asked them, have you ever wore a shirt or a hat that has a scripture or a verse or a godly saying? They say, yes. I said, you become a billboard. You are in motion, a spirit of prophecy walking through the earth, because when people look at the scripture, they can't just look at it. They have to say it and they have to speak it out, or they read it out and it gets into the atmosphere.
But it's not just a coincidence. You hear what he's saying? You've been doing it already and you didn't even realize it.
Absolutely. Prophecy is so simple, we make it hard because we think prophecy is thus saith the Lord. I've come to understand all prophets prophesy, but not all who prophesy are prophets. And so God uses everyday simple believers that have the spirit of prophecy, which is Christ in their life. He opens up their mouth and lets them flow. And even on rare occasions, we understand that the Bible tells us and teaches us in the book of Acts that God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. On that rare occasion, God might use somebody least expected, like me and my professor, to prophesy a life-changing word.
I want you to prophesy over those that are viewing as God leads you. Whatever he shows you, do it. Just don't punch me.
As I was preparing, I heard the Spirit of the Lord declare that we are in an Acts 12 moment. If you're listening and you feel like you're in bondage and you are in a place confined to a small quarters like Peter was in prison, I heard the Lord say, I'm sending angels out to touch you, to give you the power to rise up. I will cause shackles to fall, doors of the prison to be open, and then I will take you to the gate of the city. The Lord says, I am going to use the spirit of prophecy in you to cause the gates of the city to open, the gates of the city to your family, to your loved ones, to those in your community, to speak a word and to set them free. I sense in my spirit that God wants to awaken the voice of the Lord on the inside of you. Matter of fact, let me pray for you all right now. Father, I declare for those that are coming into the spirit of prophecy, with boldness, they will open their mouth and declare what it is that you have given them by the scripture and through the word, that they would use it as simple edification to build up those that are around them. And I pray, Lord, for those that are called to be seers, those that are called to be Nava prophets, that the word would bubble up. I pray, Lord, that as they hear my voice, that something on the inside of them would be stirred and begin to fountain, that the eyes would begin to see with clarity, scales would be removed, and suddenly they would grab hold of the gift and call, and they would walk in radical obedience, grabbing hold of your word by faith and becoming what you've destined them to be. I declare it, release this into the atmosphere and into your spirit in Jesus' precious name.